Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Station. I'm Kylie Carpentieri. Kylie Minogue and Madonna performed a duet on Friday to celebrate International Women's Day. The two pop stars took to the stage at the Kia Forum in California to perform Minogue's hit, Can't Get You Out of My Head. They also sang Gloria Gaynor's Grammy-winning track, I Will Survive. Minogue teased a hypothetical collab with Madonna in an interview she did back in June.
But of course I would, and she's going on tour and, you know, I don't have Madonna's number, but if I was in town and she was in town, it would be amazing.
It would be the
building would probably fall down. I mean, it could be, we'd need to send out warnings.
Audio provided by KTU. Both ladies have praised each other in the past, despite being seen as rivals. Ariana Grande released her album, Eternal Sunshine, this Friday. This is Grande's 7th studio album. She teased that all 13 tracks reveal an important answer to a burning question. Ariana sat down with Zane Lowe in an Apple Music interview to dissect the album, as well as discuss her time filming Wicked and what that meant for the album.
I don't know, I had a very interesting relationship to music before I left for Wicked. I think that the time away was really healing. And I love, it's so interesting because I came back and I've loved every minute of making this album, the videos, rehearsing, putting the rollout together, doing the photo shoots, doing, like, you know, every single part of it more than ever before in my life.
Audio provided by Apple Music. This is Grande's first album since she released Positions in 2020. Cillian Murphy's wish for the upcoming 2024 Oscars is to simply enjoy the moment. Murphy is up for Best Actor for his starring role in Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. He spoke with reporters Thursday in Santa Monica, California, saying, "I just want to go in and have a good time this weekend." He also stated that he hasn't really thought of the fact that his win would make him the first Irishman to win an Oscar. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Kylie Carpentieri.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 107.7thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.